This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to address the problems of loan sharking victims. Rashtriya Swatantra Party finalizes all candidates for by-election scheduled for April 23rd. Nepal Tourism Board brings new trackers information management system TIMS into effect, and Russia assumes UN Security Council presidency despite Ukraine's effort to block the move. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has vowed to address the problems of loan sharking victims. During a meeting with usury victims at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal assured the victims that the government was seriously working to address their problems soon. He also stated that work to bring the loan sharks under the ambit of law was already initiated. The head of the government added that the Act amendment had also begun for the sustainable solution of loan sharking victims. Prime Minister Dahal also shouted that the formation of the high-level commission as decided by the Council of Ministers is high-powered to book the loan sharks. The loan sharking victims are staging protests in the federal capital for the past couple of days demanding to address their concerns. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has finalized the names of the candidates for the by-election of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 23rd of April. Party Chair Rabi Lami Chani, in a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday, said the party was fielding Chair Lami Chani in Constituency 2, Swarnim Bwagle in Tanahu Constituency 1, and Ramesh Kharil in Bara Constituency 2. The CPN-UML Central Secretariat has decided on candidates for the upcoming House of Representatives by-election. Talking to media persons, UML Publicity Department Chief Prithvi Subbagurung said the UML was fielding Ram Prasad Neopane in Chitwan Constituency 2 and Sarbendra Khanal in Tanahu Constituency 1. Publicity Department Chief Gurung shared that the Secretariat meeting to be held today would decide the candidate for Bara Constituency 2. President Ramchandra Podal has been admitted to the Trivuvan University Teaching Hospital Maharajganj after suffering from stomach illness. President Podal was admitted to the hospital yesterday after he experienced a stomach ailment, the president's deputy personal secretary Sushil Timal Sinha said. According to the hospital statement, President Podal was admitted yesterday evening for treatment related to stomach illness and he is currently under the supervision of doctors. The Nepal Tourism Board has brought the new Trekkers Information Management System, TIMS, into effect from yesterday. As per the provision, foreign trekkers could not go on trekking without a professional guide. Addressing a program organized at the board office yesterday, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Sudhan Kirati said the new provision on TIMS would make Nepali tourism sector safer and more secure. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal could be developed as the world's sports hub. Addressing the policy-level dialogue on sports infrastructures 2023 organized by the National Sports Council in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal assured to prioritize the development and promotion of sports. He also emphasized on the need of construction of sports unit and sports-related infrastructures in each village and schools across the country. Participants in the event called for clear policy and cooperation among the three-tier government for development of physical infrastructures in sports sector. The Ministry of Finance has fixed a tentative schedule for the preparation of policy and program and budget for coming fiscal year 2023-2024. The ministry prepared a budget calendar for coming fiscal year as per the provision in Financial Procedures and Fiscal Accountability Act and budget formulation guidelines. As per the schedule, the government is also planning to present the principle and priorities of appropriation bill in both houses of the federal parliament within the 8th of May, leading multi-layer discussions with concerned stakeholders. The finance ministry is giving a final touch to the finance bill appropriation bill by the 26th of May. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Kadka has said the incumbent government would establish sustainable peace by protecting country and strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. Visiting the Vatrai Ashram at Bardegaon in Lalitpur yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Kadka stated that of the incumbent government has prioritised maintaining sustainable development, completing the remaining task of the peace process, and achieving economic prosperity. He mentioned that upgrading Nepal to middle-income country within certain years by making economic growth of the nation and Nepali citizens was the government's policy. The cross-border mobility of people in Sudur Paschim province has been regulated following the increasing risk of COVID-19. COVID-19 contact person in the province, Hemraj Joshi, said those entering Nepal through the transits without the infection tests and face masks have been barred. Joshi further added that the measures took place following the detection of the virus in the incoming people from India. The Health Directorate Sudur Paschim Province informed that health desks have been set up and tests are ongoing at different transits. Radio Nepal has welcomed Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology Krishna Bahadur Raut. A meeting of the Board of Directors of Radio Nepal welcomed Secretary Raut as the chairman of the Board of Directors of the Radio Broadcasting Service. Member Secretary of the Board and Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, shared that yesterday's board meeting also expressed gratitude to outgoing Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial for his role as the chairman of the Radio Broadcasting Service. Raswagadi Transit Point at Nepal-China border has reopened from yesterday. The transit point was shut citing the COVID-19 pandemic for a long time. Secretary at Industry, Commerce and Supplies Madhukumar Marasini and Vice Chair of Tibet, the Autonomous Region of China, Silang Nima, opened the transit yesterday by sending Nepali containers to Tibet. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russia has taken the presidency of the UN Security Council despite Ukraine urging members to block the move. Each of the council 15 members takes up the presidency for a month on a rotating pattern. The last time Russia had the presidency, February 2022, it launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. According to BBC, despite Ukraine's complaints, the United States said it could not block Russia, a permanent council member, from assuming the presidency. The other permanent members of the council are the UK, US, France and China. The role is mostly procedural, but Moscow's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, told the Russian news agency that he planned to oversee several debates, including one on arms control. He said he would discuss a new world order that he said was coming to replace the unipolar one. At least 21 people have been killed after a series of tornadoes tore through parts of the United States South and Midwest. homes were destroyed and thousands left without power after tornadoes caused devastation across several states. Warnings of extreme weather, including the possibility of severe thunderstorms and strong winds, were set to stay in place for Saturday across the eastern third of the country, the National Weather Service said. Strong winds and hail were also forecast. A total of over 60 tornadoes were reported across a number of states on Friday and Saturday by the U.S. Government Storm Prediction Center. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the country. Light rain and thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to address the problems of loan sharking victims. Rashtriya Swatantra Party finalizes all candidates for by-election scheduled for April 23rd. Nepal Tourism Board brings new trackers information management system TIMS into effect, and Russia assumes UN Security Council presidency despite Ukraine's effort to block the move. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.